You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff.
Yes, it is.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing. What's up, everybody? I am going to just do this here.
I am back outside the offices of Tony Holohan here on Bagot Street in South Dublin. And you will be aware that yesterday we were here asking why it was that the HSE NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, headed up by Tony Holohan and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, why it was that they had refused to provide an answer to a Freedom of Information request that we had put in several months ago, asking if the Department of Health and the HSE could provide proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, actually exists, that it has been isolated in a lab. They had broken the legislation in relation to our Freedom of Information request. They had failed to provide a response within the deadline. And yesterday, after I did my stream from here, it obviously got a huge amount of traction all around the country. And this morning, lo and behold, what arrived in our post? Only this letter here from the HSE, which is proof of the answer that we knew that they would have to give. And that is that the virus, COVID-19, does not exist. If we dictate that, as science demands that we do, that viruses, in order to be deemed viruses, must be scientifically isolated in a laboratory and must adhere to the Cox postulates, which are a very stringent list of requirements in order to validate that a virus exists. Well, this virus does not adhere to any of them. So we requested in October, and in fact earlier than October, because as part of our legal action, we had been demanding the evidence that this virus actually exists, but also in our court case, we had been demanding and have been, and they have not produced it yet, evidence that lockdowns actually have any impact on the spread or otherwise of viruses. We have been demanding that they provide evidence that face masks are safe and that they do deter the spread of viruses. They don't. No such studies exist. We've been asking for evidence that social distancing is based in science. It isn't. It's made up. We've been asking for evidence that contact tracing has any bearing on the spread of a virus or otherwise. And of course it doesn't, because this organization here, NPHET, is making it up as they go along. But today, they were forced to admit that the COVID-19 virus does not exist. And this is what they have said. We requested a full, accurate and complete list of records held by the HSE or under the authority of the HSE, which describe the isolation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, coronavirus COVID-19, taken directly from a symptomatic patient with COVID-19, where the sample was not combined, and this is critical, or mixed with any other source of genetic material, such as, for example, monkey kidney cells or cancer cells, thereby eliminating contamination as a possible source, alternative source of sampling. The response today is as follows from the HSE. Following consultation with my colleagues, both from the scientific and medical areas of the HPSC, can confirm that we would hold no records in relation to your request. These are the reasonable steps I have taken to ascertain the whereabouts of existence of such records, and unfortunately, I must inform you that having undertaken these searches, we were unable to locate the records in question. I am satisfied that all reasonable steps have been taken to locate the records that you have requested and must refuse, therefore, your request. And they go on to say that the record concern does not exist. In fact, they outline it in yellow. This is their highlighting, saying that the record which we requested, that this virus actually exists, does not. They hold no evidence that it does. So there is your proof. Now, on foot of this information, on foot of this critical new evidence, we need to ask several new questions. And they are as follows. If the virus has not been scientifically isolated, how could we possibly know that a vaccine is effective? If the virus for this vaccine has not been isolated, if you know about vaccines, you will know that they put a laboratory-made virus into the vaccine in order to provoke an immune reaction in the body. This is, of course, against nature, and nature always bites back. How can we possibly know if this vaccine is safe if the virus has not been isolated? How can anyone claim that a new variant, which is the latest scam that they're pulling upon us, that a new variant or a mutant strain exists if the original strain has never been isolated? How can a vaccine even be developed? Virus itself has never been isolated? And how can the effectiveness of a vaccine be determined if the pathogen itself it is designed to treat has not been isolated? How can a reliable test be developed to detect the presence of a particular virus if the virus itself has never been isolated? Proof do we have that a virus known as COVID-19 even exists if the virus has never been isolated? And what guarantee do we have that other spurious viruses will not be announced and held as a serious health threat to our society when the original virus was never isolated? Will these new viruses be equally speculative? And finally, what parent could allow their child to be vaccinated with a new vaccine which has never been tested on animals? A treatment designed to protect against a virus which has never been isolated is highly experimental and by definition is a very serious risk to health. And we know that many, many people who have got this virus vaccine, many people who have got this vaccine have ended up dead in some cases and have ended up very, very unwell. Some of them have been paralyzed. So what is coming out of this organization at the moment is so demented and deranged that if people don't see through it, one really has to question their own mental health. The latest from here is that if you have been in the United Kingdom in recent weeks, they are suggesting that you eat your Christmas dinner on your own in a separate room. This is how demented these people are. They are coming out with the most extraordinary demands, and this is getting incredibly dangerous because we are in the hands of psychopaths at this stage. So we all know that this is all about implementing permanent surveillance of the population. That is what it is about. And it is about nothing more than that. And this surveillance will result in a depopulation agenda, which will eliminate a sizable proportion of the population. Of course, first to go will be the mask believers, the vaccine believers. They are the people that will be discarded. And these people don't care about how many people are killed. They're about who is killed. They're just interested in numbers because they want to reduce world population by about, well, in the billions. So they're not interested in who, it's how many. So all of you who are still wearing masks, all of you who are going around saying you can't wait to get this vaccine, you are going to be the people who end up having your DNA radically altered, and many of you will end up getting severe health effects as a result of going down this road. But we can only warn you. We can only warn you. There's no doubt about it that COVID is the new religion. People are committed to it. They won't allow people like me to blaspheme it and to question it or challenge it and to see, does it stand up to scrutiny?
Well, there you have it, folks. Exactly what I've been saying this whole time. COVID-19 doesn't exist. End of story. Like, there's really nothing else you can say about it. But wait, there is. South Africa's Chief Justice unrepentant for linking COVID vaccines to Satanism. You heard me right. South Africa's Chief Justice has dismissed concerns that he may be endangering people's health by linking coronavirus vaccines to a satanic agenda. His comment marked the first time since the outbreak of the pandemic that a senior judge had erred since preoccupations. South Africa has been registered more than 22,700 deaths from COVID-19, by far the highest number on the continent. Worries quickly surfaced in a country where new medical interventions are often controversial, that people might avoid vaccination as a result of his comments. After South Africa began hosting the continent's first coronavirus vaccine trial, anti-vaccine activists protested against Africans being used as test subjects. 2 decades ago, the then president questioned whether HIV caused AIDS, which has ravaged the country. The justice, who has frequently displayed his Christian faith while performing his duties, prayed at a public event on Thursday that people should be spared any vaccine that sought to advance a satanic agenda of the mark of the beast. Addressing questions about this at a news conference on Friday to release a judiciary report, he said, "If there is any vaccine that is deliberately intended to do harm to people, that vaccine must never see the light of day. I cry unto God to stop it." He also added, "I don't think the vaccine must ever be compulsory. You can't impose a vaccine on people. Why should you?" This Sunday Times Daily News site quoted Barry Schaub, a virology professor at Wits University and head of a ministerial advisory committee on COVID-19, as saying, "It is unfortunate that someone of that stature is misleading people because vaccines are such a major part of controlling this epidemic, and it is unfortunate that someone with such influence is opposing efforts to control it." But the justice said that he would not be silenced. "I don't care about the consequences. We've been quiet for far too long, towing the line." South Africa hopes to receive its first coronavirus vaccines from the COVAX Global Distribution Scheme in the second quarter of next year. Think about this, folks. A justice is coming out about this. He doesn't want people to get the vaccine. And I mean, in the clip before this, you can clearly see why. Because COVID-19 doesn't exist. Your beloved coronavirus doesn't exist. So, I mean, just face the news. Face it. You're going to have to face it eventually. You might as well face it now. I'm sick of this. I'm absolutely tired of the Freemason bullshit going on. Freemasons will lie till they die. You can catch them red-handed. And what are they going to do? Lie. They're going to lie till they die. "No, you didn't catch me. No, I wasn't doing that. I didn't do that. I'm innocent. I'm an angel. I'm perfect. You're the one with the problem, not me. No, you're lying. You're crazy. You're delusional. Maybe you need to get some rest. Go to sleep." This is ridiculous, dude. This is ridiculous. Do you see what's going on here? They want to pretend that they're perfect when we know no one is perfect. No one is perfect at all. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone messes up. Somewhere along the line, you have messed up. These people are not perfect. They're no angel. Believe me. If you ever looked into what Freemasons do, especially to children, you would know straight up. And if you haven't looked into this, I'm questioning your sanity. What's wrong with you? How dare you turn a blind eye to this? How dare you pretend that this is not going on? You know, you gotta catch these people slipping. They can't lie to everyone. They're more afraid of the Freemasons than they are of their own death. It's a hypocritical situation. Lying to their own family, putting their family through hell, and never being honest. They'll run from the situation whenever you corner them and force them to tell the truth. They'll leave you stranded for days. They don't give a fuck about you. They're selfish. Well, I got a message for Freemasons and all their bullshit. You can't run forever. And you may run, but you can't hide. But remember, you can't run from the truth forever. You know, next thing you know, these people got mystery money flying out the yin-yang, buying everyone gifts. Where do you think they got all that money? Child trafficking. Oh, this is all alleged, of course. It's alleged. Just like it was alleged that COVID-19 doesn't exist. And now, here it is. You have proof. COVID-19 doesn't exist. They're selling kids right out from under your nose. They got grand ideas. They'll talk you into things. Work for this person, they say. It'll be fun, they say. Next thing you know, you got a situation on your hands, and you can't figure out how you got yourself into that bullshit in the first place. And the entire time, it's the motherfuckers closest to you that are selling you out. They're selling you right up the stream. They're talking one thing to your face. Oh, yeah, yeah, I got you. Next thing you know, they turn you turn your back on them for just 1 second, and they're selling you right up the stream. It's your mom, your dad, your best friend, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your brother, your sister. Ask yourself how you got stuck with these weird people. They're giving you the boyfriend experience. They're sneaking into your lives and selling you out just for a buck. Stealing your blood. Raping kids. You think they give a fuck about you? They won't even say they love you. They just say, love you. You tell them, have a good day? They just say, thanks. You know, these are the shitbags fucking with your life, making your life a living hell. They don't care. As long as they get what they want. They're worse than druggies. Money is their drug, and these people are just assholes. All they care about is money. Taught to trade a human for a buck, passing the buck on to you. Then, they feel sorry for you. Why? Because they feel guilty. What do? They give you gifts. They pity you. But in the end, they still only care about themselves. The only reason they do anything nice for you is because they feel bad for what they did to you. It's the same thing as only feeling sorry because you got caught. Sorry, motherfuckers. Sorry, sad-ass piece of shit, motherfuckers. The world is full of them. They want to water your time down, waste your life watching TV, handling you. They don't want personal success. It attracts too much attention to them. They don't even want you to succeed. And they definitely don't want the attention on them. They only want money. They don't respect you. They don't take you seriously. You can tell them the house is on fire and they don't care. All they can think about is where they're gonna get their next hit from. A lot of these people don't even realize that this is what's going on though when they first join. They got no idea that they're worshiping Lucifer. They have no idea that there's child trafficking going on. But when they do find out, they fully embrace it. And then whenever you try to get them to face what they've done, they don't want to admit it. They don't want to look at it. They can't watch the movie that's made all about them. They don't want no part of it. You know why? Because then they have to face the music. You know, they think that they're blended and winning. You understand what I'm saying to you? They think that they're blending in with the rest of society and winning. As if we are not going to call them out. As if we don't know who they are and what they're doing and what they're about. Yeah, right. We know exactly who you are. We know exactly what you're doing. We know exactly how to spot you. It's written all over your faces. It's written all over everything you do. I mean, you make it more than obvious. You're not even trying to hide it at this point. But you think you're blended and winning like you're some magic cockroach on the wall that we don't see. That we can't hear crawling through the window. That we can't hear squirming about. Like, we see you. You're right there. We know you're there. We know what you're up to. We know what you're doing. And you're not gonna win. And that's what's up. Because I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the game of charades. I'm absolutely tired of this, and I'm not having it anymore. It doesn't matter what you say, how you want to harass me and all this crap. You think you're doing something to me? You're not. You're not affecting me in the least bit. You think you are, but you're not. You're nothing but a trash-talking, hypocritical piece of monkey shit. You're not even worthy of human shit. You're monkey shit. You're poo being flung. Even the monkey doesn't want you around. I'm tired of being told, watch what you say. Because these people are lying to you. They're lying. They're not watching what they're saying. They're bearing false witness. They don't care. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. They only care about themselves and their big one world globalist agenda. It's the new world order. Zero Hedge reports that the World Health Organization deletes naturally acquired immunity from its website. Maybe you sense that something fishy is going on. Well, same. If it's not one thing, it's another. What is it? It's propaganda. Here's some of the propaganda you've been served. Coronaviruses lived on surfaces until it didn't. Masks didn't work until they did, then they didn't. There is asymptomatic transmission, except there isn't. Lockdowns work to control the virus, except they don't. All these people are sick without symptoms until, whoops, PCR tests are wildly inaccurate because they were never intended to be diagnostic tools. Everyone is in danger of the virus, except they aren't. It spreads in schools, except it doesn't. On it goes, daily. It's no wonder that so many people have stopped believing anything that public health authorities say. In combination with governors and other autocrats doing their bidding, they set out to take away freedom and human rights and expected us to thank them for saving our lives. At some point this year, for me it was March 12th, life began feeling like a dystopian novel of your choice. Well, now I have another piece of evidence to add to the mile-high pile of fishy mess. The World Health Organization, for reasons unknown, has suddenly changed its definition of a core conception of immunology, herd immunity. Its discovery was one of the major achievements of 20th century science, gradually emerging in the 1920s and then becoming ever more refined throughout the 20th century. Herd immunity is a fascinating observation that you can trace to biological reality or statistical probability theory, whichever you prefer. It is certainly not a strategy, so ignore any media source that describes it that way. Herd immunity speaks directly and with explanatory power to the empirical observation that respiratory viruses are either widespread and mostly mild, which is a common cold, or very severe and short-lived, Ebola. Why is this? The reason is that when a virus kills its host, it cannot migrate. The more aggressively it does this, the less it spreads. If the virus doesn't kill its host, it can hop to others through all the usual means. When you get a virus and fight it off, your immune system encodes that information in a way that builds immunity to it. When it happens to enough people, and each case is different, so we can't put a clear number on it, the virus loses its pandemic quality and becomes endemic, which is to say, predictable and manageable. Each new generation incorporates that information through more exposure. This is what one will call Virology Immunology 101. It's what you read in every textbook. It's been taught in ninth grade cell biology for probably 80 years. Observing the operations of this evolutionary phenomenon is pretty wonderful because it increases one's respect for the way in which human biology has adapted to the presence of pathogens without absolutely freaking out. And the discovery of this fascinating dynamic in cell biology is a major reason why public health became so smart in the 20th century. We kept calm. We managed viruses with medical professionals, doctor-patient relationships. We avoided the medieval tendency to run around with hair on fire, but rather use rationality and intelligence. Even the New York Times recognizes that natural immunity is powerful with COVID-19, which is not in the least bit surprising. Until one day, the strange institution called the World Health Organization, once glorious because it was mainly responsible for the eradication of smallpox, has suddenly decided to delete everything I just wrote from cell biology basics. It has literally changed the science in a Soviet-like way. It has removed, with the delete key, any mention of natural immunities from its website. It is taking the additional step of actually mischaracterizing the structure and functioning of vaccines. In effect, this change at WHO ignores and even wipes out 100 years of medical advances in virology, immunology, and epidemiology. It is thoroughly unscientific, chilling for the vaccine industry in exactly the way the conspiracy theorists say that WHO has been doing since the beginning of this quote-unquote pandemic. What's even more strange is the claim that a vaccine protects people from a virus rather than exposing them to it. What's amazing about this claim is that a vaccine works precisely by firing up the immune system through exposure. Why I had to type those words is truly beyond me. This has been known for centuries. There is simply no way for medical science to completely replace the human immune system. It can only game it via what used to be called inoculation. Take from this what you will, it is a sign of the times. For nearly a full year, the media has been telling us that science requires that we comply with their dictates that run contrary to every tenet of liberalism, every expectation we've developed in the modern world that we can live freely and with certainty of rights. Then science took over and our human rights were slammed. And now that science is actually deleting its own history, airbrushing over what it used to know and replacing it with something misleading at best and patently false at worst. I cannot say why exactly the WHO did this. Given the events of the past 9 or 10 months, however, it is reasonable to assume that politics are at play. Since the beginning of the pandemic, those who have been pushing lockdowns and hysteria over the coronavirus have resisted the idea of natural herd immunity, instead insisting that we must live in lockdown until a vaccine is developed. Now we see the World Health Organization succumbing to political pressure. This is the only rational explanation for changing the definition of herd immunity that has existed for the past century. The science has not changed, only the politics have. So you see what's going on here? This is beyond ridiculous. Like, I don't even know what to say about this anymore. And matter of fact, I'm tired of talking about it. It's so stupid. It's obvious. Everybody knows. It's fake. And if you don't know, as she said in the clip in the beginning of this, you ought to be questioning your own sanity. Even though you know it's your God-given right to not have to wear a mask because you have free will and you still bow down to it, you might want to ask yourself if you're a leader or a follower. If you're a peon or a pawn or a part of the herd, or you're the lion, the king of the jungle. I mean, really, what type of person are you? Are you the type of person that wants to give up your freedom? Because if you are, stay away from me. Maybe you should go live in a third world country where that's welcome, where that's okay. I mean, socialism and communism and Nazism None of that's okay. And as a matter of fact, check this out. This is how Nazis took over Germany. They banned guns. They got rid of God. They banned church services. They burned Bibles and books in the streets. They tore down statues. They burned the flag. Got rid of any and all history that they did not agree with. Got rid of the public police so only the rich could afford it. Put their country in a state of fear. Created domestic terrorist organizations that got rid of anything and anyone that disagreed with their agenda. Is any of this sounding familiar to you yet? Let God's will be done. Let God's will be done. Speaking of God and God's will, since we're on the subject of religion, the Pope has now liked a racy bikini model's photo for the second time. Once, okay, yeah, it's a mistake. Second, it's kind of questionable. Like, why is the Pope doing this? Or better yet, why is the Pope's account liking these photos? I mean, this doesn't happen by accident. I've used Instagram long enough to know that things like this don't just happen by accident. So, why is the Pope liking these photos? One user on Twitter suggests, a Pope gets lonely, I guess. I said, I guess touching little boys has its limits. Oh! In other recent news, I've just really gone all out about Kobe Bryant faking his death. And some people just don't want to accept the fact that that's the truth. Kobe Bryant faked his death. We all knew it. We all knew. And I mean, they've come out the woodwork trying to say all types of things. Oh, it was his friend's helicopter. It wasn't his. Really? Okay. Sure. Because you were there and you know? All right. But just like I've been saying COVID-19 doesn't exist, I'm sitting here saying Kobe Bryant faked his death, but people just don't get it. And they come after me and they say these stupid things. It's the dumbest things on the planet. I'm like, bro, like, come on, man. It's ridiculous at this point. It's the same types of people who are sitting around and saying, Jupiter and Saturn are visible to the naked eye, so I mean, it must exist. Yeah, okay. Outer space doesn't exist. Only heaven and waters above are out of this firmament. The firmament is up there, folks. You can't deny it. And they can't understand that there's a such thing as holograms. They don't want to admit it. Tell me how in the world a planet so far away, light years away, is visible to the naked eye. Tell me how the moon, which is supposed to be millions and millions of light years away, so to speak, is visible to the naked eye. Like, we can see it. It's there. The sun and the moon, yeah, they're inside the firmament. What they are? Couldn't tell ya. And as a matter of fact, they're saying that the moon didn't used to exist, and all of a sudden it's there, inside the firmament. So, I mean, is there something you guys want to tell me? Because, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, these are the same types of people that are walking around wearing masks and think that all these planes hit the freaking World Trade Center buildings. Like, it's been proven over and over that Tower 7 of the World Trade Center, which is a building that you don't even realize went down, has gone down. And everybody said that it went down by destruction. Construction destruction. It was demolished. You understand? Just like the two towers that are so famous of the World Trade Center, dual tower, twin towers, going down. It was the same thing. It wasn't a plane. There was no plane. But get over it. You know, these people are going to have to eventually admit the truth. Just like they're going to have to admit the truth that this virus doesn't exist. I mean, it has begun to compound itself into. Now, if you take the vaccine, you're turning into a literal zombie. I mean, like, dude, like, what? Like, yeah, okay. They're gonna be flesh-eating zombies now, and it's the apocalypse and all this crap. Yeah, get out of here, dude. Get out of here. I'm so tired of this fake crap. It's a black plague all over again. If this person looks at you, you're gonna instantly die. That's not how plagues work. Last I checked, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to speak sense here, but what do I know? I mean, I've only gotten all this right. I've only looked at the truth, said, you know what? Yep, that's the truth. And then told you guys, hey, this is the truth. And then some of you deny it. And you deny me of being this person who's sitting here telling you the truth. But then it comes out later that, hey, it's the truth. Oh, look who's cracking now. You're on crack. You're smoking crack. And they sit here and say that I'm the one on drugs? Yeah, okay. All right, buddy. Right. Right. Sure. Sure. At this point, like, should I say I'm tired of being right all the time? I mean, it's just what happens. I'm just right about these things. I can tell the distinction between bullshit and the truth. And you're not going to sit here and tell me otherwise. I know syndicated drama when I see it. And this is all a whole list of syndicated drama going on. And they want Batman to leave the Batcave over it. Nobody cares, dude. No, everybody's tired of this, dude. Everybody wants to move on with the rest of their lives. They're tired of fighting over what's the truth and what's the lie. And nobody cares, dude. And in the end, nobody even cares. They've got all their own stuff to worry about. They've got their own lives going on. They're trying to raise their own families without being messed with. Nobody wants to deal with this crap anymore, man. Everybody's tired of it. For real, just leave us alone, man. You got your thing going on, and you don't want to be bothered. Like, how do you feel knowing that we can come and take that away from you anytime because what you're doing is breaking the law? Some of y'all are just signing yourselves up to sin. Like, you're just ready for it. Oh, I want to be the biggest sinner. I want to do the worst. Go do it somewhere else. Go to, like, I don't know what, Russia, and see how long you last doing that. Russia probably put the bitch slap down on you so damn hard it wouldn't even be funny. You know, and I'm not advocating for a communist country. I'm just saying, I don't see Putin putting up with that type of crap anytime soon. I'm just saying. I mean, here we got the biggest rollover president of the century. You know, I'm tired of talking about this, dude. I'm so tired of having to say this over and over again, man. It's like a broken record. Like, we're getting sold out by the government. And nobody cares, dude. Nobody even gives a flipping crap. They think that they do, but they just sit there and watch the news. They sit there and watch the news all day long, getting hammered with what to think, and they accept it as fact. They think it's all true and fine and dandy. But then you look in the news, and that's what every news source is talking about. But they've got their own brand of it. It's their own brand of their spin on what they call the news. But we all know it's not the news. Nobody, really? I'm gonna put it to you this way. Nobody cares what's going on in the White House. Nobody does, dude. It's hard to give a crap what's going on in the White House when you've got your own life happening, your own stuff going on. Like, you don't have time to sit around and think about this. You don't want to. You get tired of it. And you try to move on. But then they just drag you right back into it with all their syndicated drama. It's sold to all the media sources. It's not, you see what I'm saying? It's sold to the media sources. As a matter of fact, let me put it to you this way. It's publicated in the media sources because they're paying the media to say this. You understand?
Freemasons are gonna lie till they die, or they're gonna try. They're gonna lie, 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 lie. That's all they're good for is a lie. It's sad.
And they wonder why nobody trusts them. They wonder why nobody wants to join them. Because they're full of shit. They're the absolute scum of the earth. And they just can't figure out why no one in the whole wide world trusts them. I mean, it's obvious. They're lying. They're liars. They're deceitful. They believe everything that's the opposite of what you believe. That's all right. You guys want to keep lying and sinning and being stupid on your own time? Go for it. Do it. But don't drag me in. Don't get me involved in your stupidity, your lies, your lying. Your types of people have nothing to offer my types of people. You couldn't possibly. You have nothing we want, ever. You jackasses aren't gonna admit that you've been lying this whole time. But the proof is out there. The proof is right in your faces. It's written all over your faces. You cannot avoid the fact that we know that you are lying. You are a liar, lying to us. And we know this is a bullshit-free zone, and you guys just don't get it. You couldn't possibly fathom the fact that we know you're lying and you're not getting away with this bullshit. It's Freemason bullshit. It's not science. It's not fact. It's not a belief. It's your Freemason bullshit. Period. End of story. Save it for someone who gives a shit, because I don't. The people who are like me don't. We don't care, dude. We don't care. That's what it comes down to. Freemasons and their Draco reptilian bullshit, and real humans, and understanding that you're lying. That we understand and know God. You guys couldn't possibly understand. You think you do, but you don't. You think you got all the knowledge in the world, but you don't. You got a bunch of bullshit. You got plans and agendas and all this crap, and we don't care. Take it and shove it up your fucking ass, because we don't care, dude. I'm tired of it. You want to sit here and symbolize Satanism? You want to make a little hand gestures to each other as if we aren't going to catch on, as if we aren't going to find out, as if we aren't going to know the truth? That's bullshit. We do know. We have found out. And it's spreading like wildfire, and you cannot stop us. And you think that you're going to succeed in all this shit? There's plenty more of us who don't believe in your bullshit, who are not going to allow you to succeed in your satanic agenda, your one world order, your new world order, your globalist fucking policing, your dot schemes. Take your schemes and scams and go somewhere else, bro. For the love of God, go away. Go do your satanic agenda elsewhere. Pretending as if you believe in God and believe in the Lord and believe in Christ and believe that, you know, the devil is a bad thing. If you think and believe that the devil is a bad thing, you wouldn't be promoting the devil's lies, promoting the devil's work in your secret agendas. You wouldn't be lying. You would eventually tell us the truth. But you won't. Instead, you're trying to shut anybody down, just like a Nazi would. You're trying to shut us up. You're trying to get rid of us. Well, here's some news. Fuck you. There are tons of rumors of war. Oh, there's a war coming. No, there's not. No, there's not. There's no war coming. You guys are too pussy to fight a war. You're too chicken shit to fight a war. And that's what's up, my friends. Hold on to your one world globalist agendas. Hold on to it for dear life. Get out of here. Seriously, get out of here. Go away. You're scum and nobody cares. That's the thing about it. You ain't got the balls to fight a war. You wouldn't even know what to do with the war if one landed in your lap. You'd probably die first. It's sad. It's pathetic. Just look at Trump. He was too scared to go to war and said he had bone spurs. I had bone spurs. I got a doctor's note. I couldn't go to war, even if I tried. You don't want me there. You're right. We don't want pussies there. Just like we don't want pussies in a White House. the Oval Office. We don't want a pussy in the Oval Office. We want a leader. One who's not down for the one world agenda. One who's not a 33rd degree Mason. We want a real leader. Let me clear my throat, because I'm allergic to your bullshit. The bullshit meter is going off. Bullshit sense is tingling. I'm tired of it. We're all absolutely tired of it. You can take your satanic one world agenda and shove it up your motherfucking ass. You can take your new world order and shove it up your ass. Fuck out of here with this shit. Tired of it. We're all tired of it. Sick of it. We're not having it anymore. And people are like, you know what? It's Christmas Eve and I'm just not feeling it. It doesn't feel like Christmas Eve. This doesn't feel like Christmas. Hello? Because Christmas doesn't exist. It's a pagan holiday. And y'all are what? Wanting to celebrate this? I don't celebrate holidays. The only thing I celebrate is Veterans Day, because it appreciates veterans and what they've been through. It's the only day. It's the only day of the year where I'm all like, you know what? Happy Veterans Day. Because these people have gone through awful things. The military and the government has put them through awful things. And for anybody to discredit that they deserve any kind of appreciation is ridiculous. I thank a veteran every chance that I get. It's just what happens. And I mean, like, a lot of people are realizing that, you know, everything is scripted. They're saying all opposition with any profile is controlled. All conspiracy theories are deliberately leaked and encouraged. In short, we are completely manipulated and herded. Anyone agree? Yeah, 481 people agree. You heard me? 481 people agree. It's crazy. Somebody else says, they love how tomorrow is Christmas and no one cares. Seriously, no one cares. Nobody cares, dude. Family, non-existent, not important. It doesn't, like, there's no meaning of Christmas because they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are realizing, they're waking up to the fact that this is a conspiracy against them. It's a mass conspiracy. Christmas is a consumer-based, shopaholic holiday, and they don't care about the holiday itself. They care about what happens up until the holiday. They want people to buy gifts for people and spend as a consumer so the rich can stay rich and the poor can stay poor. Somebody else said, mass media influences your opinion, the way you think, and how you behave. Most of society isn't even aware of this. They don't want you to think for yourself or asking questions because they know what would happen if we did. So they lie to you and distract you daily. Somebody else says, if Congress wanted to pass $2,000 checks, they could do so in a new bill. It would be an up and down vote so citizens can see where lawmakers stand. Using a unanimous consent request means a single lawmaker could block it. Republicans have completely shut down the $2,000 request to pay everybody for COVID-19 relief efforts. They don't care. They don't care how hard they're struggling. They do not care. And remember that they, while this is all going on, these same politicians have never ever missed a check at all. They've never missed a paycheck. But they don't want you to get paid. This $2,000 a month paycheck has been kicked around since like the early 1900s. And we're still debating about this today. I mean, are you guys not understanding what's going on here? I'm blown away, dude. I'm completely blown away. Someone else said that they just changed their name to Terrorist Nation so that they can get $300 billion in stimulus instead of $600. Somebody else said, that's really funny. Just change it to Israel. Wow. Somebody else is saying, when you're ill, you stay in bed and rest. You don't drive to a testing center. Wow. because there's so much truth here. So much truth here. This just in. True Pundit is reporting that a tech billionaire who bankrolled numerous disinformation projects is linked to a $62,000 donation to Fusion GPS's legal fund. Imagine that. Somebody else is like, God, these fucking people won't do a lick of research for themselves. Absolutely useless individuals. He also went on to say, it's practically worthless explaining it to them too. They just call you a crazy conspiracy theorist at the end of it all. Like, the fuck? LOL. Like, people are, they see what I'm saying? Other people are seeing this. I'm not the only one here. It's the greater majority that are seeing this. It's the people who will kick your ass in a war who are seeing this and understanding this for themselves. People want peace for themselves. I mean, that's just what this comes down to. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the insanity. They're tired of the self-inflicted chaos that's going on. It's ridiculous. Like, I cannot stress this enough how ridiculous this whole thing is. It's stupid. You know, like, even CNBC is going on about how the GOP blocks House Democrats attempt to pass $2,000 stimulus checks after Trump voices support. I mean, like, if that right there doesn't tell you that Trump is a Democrat, then I don't know what else to tell you, because he is. He's a Democrat. He's a lifelong Democrat. He's always been a Democrat. He's always gonna be a Democrat. Don't you understand? That's why I'm nonpartisan. I don't want to play the left versus the right. I don't want to choose sides. I don't want to deal with the drama. I'm not going to support any of the drama. It's so stupid. It's dumb. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I'm not going to support either side. I'm not going to support any of the stupidity of this agenda. I'm over it. I'm so over it. But here's a question. How many of you guys' church that you supposedly go to has accepted coronavirus relief efforts? How many of them collected a check from coronavirus relief funds? If they have, then you should leave them, because a church is not supposed to be a government entity. Like, why was the Church of Satan accepting a federal grant? Like, why would a church apply for a federal grant? Like, does this make any sense to you? Because it's not making any sense to me here. You can shove your satanic agenda up your ass. You can shove your satanic agenda up your ass. You know, for real, shove it up your ass where the sun doesn't shine, because we don't want to see it anymore. We don't want to hear it anymore. We don't want no part of this crap anymore. Your fake rumors of war and your fake virus. And all this crap, it's nothing but bullshit, crap, a one-world agenda. We're not having it, bro. I don't know how many times I gotta say this. We're not putting up with this asinine bullshit anymore.